Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Junior Wooten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Gordon, who tags Cohn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wooten. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bearden for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten strikes out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vernon out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cozar strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wooten who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 3 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Bearden moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bearden moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten is 0 for 2 in the game. Wooten hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 3 in the game. Kozar takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Kozar moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Yost scores. Kozar moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Russ Christopher now pitching. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for John Sullivan. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.